Welcome back to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL. This is Barbecue Bob. I'm in here with Randy Joppy and Michael Gray.
How are you today?
I'm great.
Top of the morning to you.
Thank you.
You're getting dangerously close to that Irish accent we banned from the show.
Yeah, that's right. I don't have one. I don't have an Irish bone in my body, but I might have an Irish pint in my hand later.
There you go. We are going to talk with Mr. Billy Quinn from Quinn and Tui's here in Grand Rapids. Good morning, Billy.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey.
Thanks for having me.
Great to see you. Your establishment years ago, I think, used to be called Pete Brown's Office.
Yeah, it did for, probably close to 18, 19 years. Yeah.
And why'd you change the name?
Well, it kind of was like a dream of mine to have my own place and being Irish and from an Irish family and my partner being a descendant of Irish heritage. We just thought, boy, it was time. And, you know, the Pete Brown's was a great place, ran its course. It was, you know, big sports bar. But it was time for Grand Rapids to have an Irish pub. And so we says, let's do it. We were doing Irish things before, but Pete Brown's Office did not go with Irish. So I think it was a good time to change.
Billy, how many people have trouble pronouncing the name of your bar correctly?
99.8%.
I know. I used to live around the corner on Knapp Street, right there near Knapp and Coit.
Yep.
I spent a good number of times stumbling back from your joint. And I know I got that same look the first time about 3 days after I bought my house. I walked in and, man, this place is great. Quinn and Tootie's. The guy behind the bar is like, all right, I'm going to save you from ever saying that again, and sat down and got the explanation.
Well, I can explain it, I think, pretty good, because if you call, and our employees, myself included, when we answer the phone, we say Quinn and Tui's, okay? But the actual, and you'll understand why you don't say the actual word, is Tui's, T-U-I-T-E-S, is in Ireland, you would say choot, almost like C-H-O-O-T, choot.
Right.
That's the correct pronunciation. But if you tried to do that every time somebody asked you what that name is, you would go crazy because nobody can say it.
Right.
You know, so I guess just to anglicize it, we did Tui's.
Well, it's a great establishment. Maureen and I go down there every year. We have for years. And, of course, I've known you through throughout different family matters and whatever.
Yep.
Your son, Rory, I think. And
geez, he's going to pay you for that plug, I'll tell you that.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
What a great kid. You got to be proud of him.
I am. Well, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, he drags a lot of people in there. He's got his own fan club.
Yeah, he's a good kid. Yeah. He works hard. Yeah. It's the only way he gets paid. So,
like all of us.
Yeah. Better keep her.
Your bar is right on Plainfield, and
right.
It's very easy to find. You're in between Leonard and Knapp on the west side of the road.
Actually, between Leonard and Ann.
Or that's what I
meant. Would be the best way, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but it is between Leonard and Knapp, too, but it shortens it up by going from Ann Street. It basically is where Lafayette Street dead ends into Plainfield.
Well, if you want to experience, and we're doing all things Irish today, we got the parade happening here in a little while, that's going to end up right in front of Quinn and Tui's, isn't it?
No, actually, it's going to come right past your building here. We're starting on, Lyon and Monroe.
Okay.
And we're going up Monroe to Division to Fountain. And we'll end at Grampus Community College, where there'll be a short ceremony afterwards.
So are you the parade marshal?
No, actually, I was very lucky to get that honor one time.
And, I kind of remember that.
Yeah, I was a grand marshal, and honest to God, it was just incredible. A feeling for an Irish guy to be, you know, elected or voted or whatever into that position, it gives me goosebumps to this day.
Yeah.
But this year, our parade marshal is Ed Kettle.
Yep.
A local
politician,
promoter.
Isn't he? Yeah.
Well, he dabbles into a lot of things, but he's, yeah.
Yeah. So when do the festivities start at Quinn and Tui's?
Okay, the parade, like we say, starts at 11 o'clock. When the parade's over, they'll have a little ceremony, and then music starts today at 1:30.
Okay. Who you got on the docket today?
We have actually a guy from Donegal, Ireland.
Really?
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant singer. His name is Brendan Lowry. If you ever want to see somebody sing from the heart and a lot about the troubles, he experienced them, lived them, and he's amazing, amazing singer.
Is it a ballad type thing, or is he?
He actually sings everything. He's not just a balladeer. No, I would say he's not a balladeer.
Okay,
he'll sing a lot of the pub songs, a lot of the rebel songs, and yeah. And then after him, in no particular order, but Conklin Cayley Band. Local band, popular. Well, they'll be there. There's a family band that I would encourage you to see. It's called the Five Leaf Clover. It's a local attorney, and four of his children have this band, and they're absolutely brilliant. They are.
If you just tuned in, this is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL. Here every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, we are talking with Billy Quinn from Quinn and Toohey's, which is the authentic Irish pub in Grand Rapids. If you want to have some Irish, if you want to do St. Paddy's Day or experience the whole St. Paddy's Day experience, just you got to head down there starting today, and you've got a week or two of festivities, and you have to experience Quinn and Toohey's. That's all I can say.
What is the actual Holy Day Thursday look like?
Thursday... Unfortunately, we're not going to open until 7 in the morning.
Well, you know, what I know about that is you can't drink all day unless you start early.
That's a fact.
That's right.
And you would think they'd give us dispensation to open at 6 on that day, but actually it's better. But yeah, we open at 7. We will have a full Irish meal starting at noon, actually. Okay. Corned beef, cabbage, potatoes, dessert, the whole works. Top it off with a little pint of Guinness, Jameson.
Another pint of Guinness.
See, he knows.
Another Jameson. Another Jameson.
One thing about the Guinness there, he's got the Guinness on tap, and when it's on tap, it goes down pretty smooth.
Well, I hate to brag, but I have to since you brought that up. Actually, last year by Guinness, we were voted the best pint in the state of Michigan.
Wow.
Which is a high, high honor. And yeah.
Well, you've got usually on St. Paddy's Day about four or five people behind the bar there, and they do pour very carefully, and Guinness is a touchy pour.
Yeah.
So you got to know what you're doing. But you also set up a nice buffet there. You've got all kinds of food.
Right.
And it's just wall-to-wall people. And there's so much love in that place. It's pure Irish, baby. You got to go there.
Yeah, it's good of you to say because it is. You feel like you're at home.
You and Rick have just done a phenomenal job at building that business.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yep.
This is the Grillin' Guys every single Saturday morning here on 107.3 WBBL-FM from 9 until 11. Getting you ready for St. Patrick's Day. We're talking with Billy Quinn from Quinn and Toohey's. You can find him on Plainfield. And Billy, as I said to start this thing, I've been there quite a bit, and you come to appreciate the difference between a real Irish pub and a place that hangs some green decorations in mid-March. What are the things that people most often get wrong that they associate with traditional Irish that actually came from, you know, Kentucky or Nebraska or someplace like that?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and I don't mean to say anything bad about anybody else, but you know, we're an Irish bar every day, okay? Every day. We run Irish music concerts throughout the year. And no disrespect to green beer, but there is no green beer in Ireland.
Right.
You know, seriously. And, you know, those people that go drink it, that's fine. But as you guys know and have experienced, Irish beer is darker in color.
A little bit. Yeah.
And that's the big thing. And I don't begrudge anybody, you know, from celebrating. It's a great day. You know, and I look at St. Patrick's Day, and you look around, and you say, what other nationality celebrates? That's a small little island. You know, who celebrates as much worldwide as St. Patrick's?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that in our earlier in the show, is that there's 36.5 million people that claim to be of Irish heritage. That's about as nine times as many people that are in Ireland. So they've all moved over here and claimed this as home, but really, you know, claiming their heritage is back there. Kind of an interesting fact, but anyway.
Well, they became very prolific as soon as they landed here because we had a lot of potatoes, and that's why they left.
But we didn't have green beer till recently.
Right. Speaking of that, now everybody knows Guinness and maybe Harp. I understand Harp maybe isn't made in Ireland anymore. Someone told me that. But what other tap handles do you got there where somebody could come and try a authentic Irish beer?
Actually, the oldest ale in Ireland is Smithwick's.
Okay.
If you see the pronunciation, it smelled Smithwick's.
Everything Irish apparently is countering. You look at it and you can't say it. It's pretty much a built-in IQ test. Can I have a Smithwick's? No, you can leave the bar, stupid.
Yeah. I think it's by, you know, by design that it's not supposed to adhere to English rules.
Well, yeah. Or it could be that you need to be able to say it, you know, six sheets into the wind as you do. You know, here's Smithwick's! You said it perfectly right there.
That's exactly how that came about. Yep. There was a local fellow that couldn't talk. So after a couple pints, so that's where you got it.
But you knew what he was saying.
I knew exactly what he was saying.
And his name was Johnson.
Yeah. So anyway, Smithwick's is it's a fabulous product. I have to be honest with you. If you're looking to get a buzz, you know, and we don't encourage people to get drunk, Smithwick's to me, it's an incredible flavor, but it gets you a little tipsy.
Yeah.
Be careful with it. A little stronger than you need, maybe.
Yeah. Well, you know, compared to Guinness.
Got a pint.
Guinness would be like your mother's milk, you know.
That's what I always thought.
That was always intoxicating for me. But I think I had a glass. We stopped by, you know, because I got to do research and development. You just can't call somebody without being at their establishment. I had a hard cider. Is it Magners or something that you had? That was really good.
It's fabulous. And Magners, actually, in Ireland, and this is a recurring theme, in Ireland, it's Balmers. So even though you're not stumbling with the pronunciation like you do the other beers, it's Balmers, but for the American market, it's Magners. And I have no clue why. Really popular. Real popular in Ireland and very popular in my bar.
Yeah, it's kind of like a sweet cider. Yeah, and it didn't have a bite on the back end of it at all.
No, nope.
But my wife really liked it. Yeah, she's not a big beer drinker, but she tried that and she liked it.
It's a fabulous product. We go through a lot of it, really.
Yeah, and not just on the 17th of March.
No, it's popular all the time. Yep.
So we're talking to Billy Quinn from Quinn and Toohey's here in Grand Rapids, and I think he's like the official mayor of Ireland in Grand Rapids. So he's a big strapping fella. What are you, about 6'6"?
You can't miss him. I'm down to 6'5".
Yeah, you can't miss him if you go in there. Just look for the big guy that everybody's buying shots for. And I think I brought you some Tullamore Dew once or twice.
You did, and I like that. If you could repeat that you can buy me shots, I appreciate that.
Well, we sure appreciate you coming down here. And if you don't have any plans this afternoon, head on down there and listen to some great music. Enjoy a little touch of the Emerald Isles right here in Grand Rapids. And thanks so much, Billy,
thanks for having me. And just because of that, you guys stop down and we'll see if we can't hook you up with a pint poured by my son, Rory.
There you go.
Excellent.
Okay. Careful. You know what they say about inviting in strays. You feed them once, you're going to be stuck with them forever.
Right. You guys seem okay, though.
Yeah, I've been welcomed that way into a couple of establishments only to have people regret that decision horribly. Like, when do you leave? I don't.
Just remember to pronounce it Smithwick's.
Yeah. Tootie. Tootie Smithwick's.
Yeah, Tootie's.
Dummy from the radio station again. Shut the lights off when you see him park his car.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, if you're just tuning in, we just wrapped up with Billy Quinn from Quinn and Toohey's Irish Pub down on Plainfield Avenue, right between Ann Street and what's that other one?
Leonard.
Ann and Leonard, right there on the west side of the road. If you've got a little bit of Irish bar in your future, this is one you can't miss. These guys are Irish 365. It's not just a fancy little shamrock hanging on the wall. They got authentic music. It's a great place to go. Great food. Very welcome atmosphere. Very family oriented throughout the day. Might turn a little bit more adult in the evening, but you know what? That's okay too. So
it's pretty deceptive too when you walk in there. It just looks like just sort of a long, typical long tavern kind of look. And then you get to the back, and it ramps down and opens up into this big concert area. And that is, it's cool. You'll see a lot of great acts there.
Put a peg in the pegboard for your St. Patrick's Day map when you're going to make your trip to a couple of places and you're setting up your strategery for when you're going where. Make sure that Quinn and Toohey's gets on the list. You missed an important stop if you don't.
Yeah, well, just set it up with your designated driver to pick you up at Quinn and Toohey's, and then you're all set because you're not leaving.
Take a Xerox of the map, staple it to your chest, and just point it to the cabbie.
Take me this one. I gotta go here now.
Put your house on MapQuest.
Yeah.
There's no sense getting lost. Just stay there the whole time.
Also not a bad
that's
idea.
Great. Well, stick with us. We're the Grillin' Guys, 107.3 WBBL every Saturday morning.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.